neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The question that is asked, why Hashem decided to give his treasure on the third month? Because Chodesh Sivan is a Chodesh Shelishi, B'Chodesh HaShelishi, as we're going to, B'Zad Hashem, go through this portion on Shavuot, Parshat Yitro. So the question that is asked, what's so special about the third month? Why Hashem waited till the third month?
In the creation, the third day, he say is Tov Me'od. Hazal Baruch,
beautiful, very beautiful. Yeah. So the third day, Hashem said, Pamem Kitov, so Hashem should have given us the Torah the third day that we came out of Mitzrayim. Hazal Baruch. Is that what you're saying, Rekha?
Third day or third month?
No, it was better to give it in the
third month.
Third day, but still the third, the number three is Tov Me'od. Maybe the month
every three is good?
Yeah,
Abraham's love Yaakov, that's good, very nice. So first man is Abraham, second man is Yitzhak, so this man is Yaakov Avinu, very nice, beautiful. Bahba, what a chidushim. What else? What happened in the third year? Ah, very nice. How about the third one that is born, is it Kadosh too? Yeah? Chazal Baruch, very nice. Bah, bah, bah. Good thing we're recording this. So the question that is asked, that why Hashem gave the Torah in the third month? What's so special about the third month? So we have beautiful chidushim so far. We're waiting for your chidush. It's a very, very powerful message that in Mazalot, Chodesh Sivan, you know about the Mazalot, astrology? Yeah.
Sivan is twin.
Ah, very nice. Beautiful.
Are you sure?
So, month of Sivan is month of twins. Dugulu. You know that? Yes?
So why Hashem decided to give the Torah in the twin month? Tomim. Right?
Bye. I'm sorry. Good.
Beautiful. Very nice.
Himself, he made himself twins of us.
Ah, beautiful. So now, so we see here, Hashem decided to give the Torah. Why?
Because the Torah of Lushan, the purpose is actually what the mazal of this month is all about. That means that the purpose that Hashem gave us the Torah, that the true Torah and Lusha, they become Dugulu, to become twin. He gives us a vessel that be able, as you know, it says about the twins, if one has a headache, the other one also has a headache. Is that something? So Hashem said, I'm going to give you the Torah in a twin month. Why? Because that's how I want you to feel about one another. That's why Hashem actually should have given us the Torah right away. When we came out, just give us the Torah. I said, no, I'm going to give the Torah in a month that has the potential of to make you
twins.
It's a very beautiful page in Torah Sheba Alfei in Gemara Megillah. It's a beautiful subject in 28 page of Masechet Megillah. Koach. One time they asked Rabbi Zera, they asked him, what is your remedy, secret, that you have such a long life? We don't see you to go jogging in the morning. We don't see you, do exercise or take vitamins. Well, what did you do that you have such a long life? How did you gain such a tula omr? I'm sorry? Tzahrab answered, מעולם לא ססתי בתגלת חברי. So he said,
why I was honored to have such a long life. לעולם לא ססתי, I did not rejoice.
בתגלת חברי. If my friend was going through a failure,
Machaveri means every Yehud, as it says, V'ahta Le'lacha Kamoha. That means every Yehudi is called Chaver. It says, Le'olam lo sasti v'taralat Chaveri. It says, this is the secret of my Arichut Yamim, my long life. So what did he exactly do? What does it mean? Lo sasti v'taralat Chaveri. Is it a good quality or special quality if somebody goes through hardship, you don't rejoice? This is a great thing. But it takes a lot of effort. I mean, the Torah should say such a thing that you should not be happy if somebody goes through the hardship. It should tell us.
It's not
to
be happy.
No, the question here is, what do you expect a human? That you call him a insan wa'i. What's the insan wa'i? You know, so you somebody, like let's say you're observing somebody is passing on the other side of the street, and you see, you know, he didn't pay attention. He stepped on a banana peel and slid and fell down. Do you laugh?
No.
Say the truth.
You might laugh, but inside you shouldn't be laughing. You should be.
But is this funny to you?
No. You're not unhappy.
No, say the truth.
No.
Is that funny?
Most people laugh.
Yeah. The laugh is from Mr. Fununi, but the inside is different.
Most people laugh.
To his suffering?
I'm sorry?
When he falls on his
God. I know, but in your eyes, is it funny or not?
You don't see
people. You don't see people laugh when something such a thing happens? Like, let's say, for example, you know, in a gathering, you know, people get up, this, bring food and that, you know, somebody didn't pay attention.
Yes.
Whoever was sitting, he took the chair and sat, so now the other one comes, he's thinking there's a seat behind him, and he sits, and he falls on the floor. Have you seen such a thing?
Yes.
You don't laugh?
No, that's not what I'm doing.
That's not the real laugh. Everybody laughs. That's not the real laugh.
What is it? So what is it?
Usually 2 minutes you laugh.
Now how many yesim we got so far?
Yes, it is good. Sure.
What does it mean he's having a laugh?
It depends if the friends did it as a joke.
I'm sorry?
His friends did it as a joke.
No, you just there and you see it. You know, somebody.
When we child, yeah, we laughing. When we grow up, we don't laugh.
You.
We never grow up enough.
But that goes without saying that you shouldn't, right? You shouldn't. Yes? So now let me ask you this. If he did not laugh, if somebody tried to sit in the air that the chair was supposed to be there, is that there? Or somebody slid on the banana peel, you give him a credit a long life, would you?
No.
He deserved, because he didn't laugh, he should give him a long life. Yes?
No.
Well, what is this? No. Well, what's the big deal?
Intention is.
Understand, but it doesn't take that much effort to be a human. Yeah. You should not laugh at somebody that is going through such an embarrassment. It goes without saying. So why from Shaman give him such a
credit? Maybe dangerous the love.
I'm sorry?
Maybe dangerous the love. So we don't love, it's better. The credit is for caring.
I know, but that's, as Rabbi Eliyahu said, this is for the kids. The kids maybe, you know, they giggle, but you're an adult, you should not giggle, no?
Right.
No? Right. So what did Rav Zera exactly answer to his children? He didn't say, I didn't laugh at Allah, he didn't say that. You know what he said? He says, Lo sasti betagalat chaverai. What did he mean? He said, you know, if it happened to be my family, they're having a simcha. Let's say, Ken Yerbo, my son is getting married. Harav said. So, amen.
Amen.
So now, Harav said to his children, he said, if I had a simcha tomorrow, and then I will hear somebody is going through the hardship, I could not have my simcha the same way I had before. That's what he's saying. He said, when I would hear that another Yehudi is going through the hardship, then even though my own simcha
I could not help anymore. This is what is called an angel. That's how he got such a great credit. And that's what exactly this month is all about. Month of Sivan means it's a month of twins. As he says, I'm reading the Torah this month because I want you to be like these twins, that when he has a headache, you should have a headache too.
Something's happening. You're
going to
be depressed
all day long. Hasu Shalom. No, here. You're happy and joyous because why? Because you care about another Yehudi, that your simcha is not a simcha when another Yehudi is in pain. That's the greatness of being Yehudi. And that's what you're given the Torah in this month, to be able to reach a madriga just like the twins. How care, how they value, how they respect one another. How they see that, how, exactly, when member of your family is not well, is not feeling good. So you cannot have your simcha the way you're supposed to. And that's what he was saying. He says, another Yehudi, exactly, just like my mishpacha, my family. And that's why he was so credited from Shamayim that we have such a arichut yamin. Hashem Yisakenu, the Bezat Hashem, to be able to merayem this beautiful message. Bezat Hashem is Chodesh, to be Chodesh Geula, Yishuot, Lekol Am Yisrael, Amen, Kei Ratzon. Koel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.